Okay, in the beginning of this week's parsha, the Torah describes the infertility between with Yitzchak and with Rivka, and how they daven for a child, and eventually Hashem finally grants them their request, and Vataha Rivka Ishta, Rivka becomes pregnant, and then Vayisroitzetzua Banim Bekirba, the children, we know this as the narration, the Torah tells us there were multiple children, are Vayisroitzetzu. They are agitating within her. Rivka, who does not understand that she's carrying twins, questions, Lama ze anokhi, well, for what do I need this for? Vatelech lidroish es Hashem, and she goes to seek out Hashem to find out what is going on. Rashi, one of the most famous Rashis in all of Chumash, answers the question, what does it mean, Vayisrotzitzu? What was agitating in her that she had such trouble? She couldn't figure out what's going on. She had to go ask the Navi what's taking place. So Rashi says, from the language of Rots, a double rats with two tzaddiks at the Vayisrotzitzu, they were running, like plural runnings. So Rashi says that Rabbi Seinu Darshu, Kishaisoveris al Pischei Torah, when Rivka would walk past the house of Torah of Shem Ve'Aver, there's a Beis Medrash that Shem Ve'Aver had. Yaakov rots u'mefarches latzeis. Yaakov would, so to speak, try to run out of the womb. She would try to burst out of the womb to get to be close to the Beis Medrash of Shem Ve'Aver. And when she was overis al Pesach Avodah Zarah, when she would walk past the house of idolatry, Esav mefarches latzeis. Esav would be the one to rots. So there were two runnings. One from Yaakov, one from Esav, very famous Rashi, and she couldn't figure out what's going on. I walk past a shul, I hear the kicking, I walk past a house of idolatry, I feel the kicking, I can't figure out Vatelech Lidroish as Hashem. That's the first explanation that Rashi gives. Rashi gives a second explanation, Misroitzim, that they were fighting Zemza, Umeirivim benachalos Shnei Olamas, over the inheritance of the two worlds, Olam HaZeh and Olam HaBa, and they were fighting over that, and that's what she felt agitated. There was a war going on inside of her womb over the two worlds. Those are Rashi's comments. And Maral asks us to start with the first point that Rashi makes, that they were the Avodah Zarah running, Esav was running, and Yaakov was running. Maral asks us a very fundamental question. Maral says, it's already established in the Gemara at what point the Yetzer Hara enters into a person. When does a person have an evil inclination? And the Gemara has a whole discussion that concludes that it enters at the time of birth. We do not have a Yetzer Hara inside of the womb. Parenthetically, the reason is, the Gemara says, because if we were to have a Yetzer Hara inside of the womb, we would be boyek, we would kick our way out of our mother's womb, which is a whole schmooze. We've spoken about this once before, which is a whole schmooze about the power of the Koach HaMerida, the power of rebellion, that even if you're in the best place in the world, a developing embryo, a fetus inside of its mother's womb, but if you had a Yetzer Hara, you're telling me to stay here? You think I want to be in here? I don't want to be in here. And you'd literally kick yourself out, causing your own demise, just because that's what it means to have a Yetzer Hara. That's the power of the Yetzer Hara. Whatever a person says, you do the opposite. That's what it means to have a Yetzer Hara, to rebel. But bottom line is, the Gemara concludes the Yetzer Hara doesn't enter into a person until birth. So what does it mean? Yaakov's running to the Beis HaMedrash. Esav's running to idolatry. There's no Yetzer Hara. What is Esav running for? What's causing him to run? It's not fair. There's no bechira. There's no free will. There's no Yetzer Hara at all. What's taking place? What is it? What does Chazal mean by such a statement? So the Maral answers with a fundamental concept which he addresses in regards to the battle between Yaakov and Esav, and he says as follows: Masha'asa Esav lo bishvil Yitzro. The fact that Esav is running towards the house of idolatry is not because of his Yetzer Hara. Ella mipnei shaya Esav ratzal latzeis lashuv el mino vitivo. He wanted to return to that which was his natural place. And I would explain as best I can what the Maral says. You know, everybody has a Yetzer Hara, but there are two different things in which we're drawn to certain things. Just thinking of our classic chocolate cake example. A person has a desire for chocolate cake. So he really wants it. So he knows he shouldn't have it, and he wants it, and he's drawn towards it. And he always just finds himself at the buffet standing in front of the chocolate cake and the desserts, because he wants the sweets. So what's drawing him to that? He has a desire for that. So we're choosing an innocuous desire that a person has for sweets. Then you have a person, say, for example, he wants to be an actuary. Loves numbers. No, real fears. I won't share such a person. He loves numbers. He wants to be an actuary. And he's drawn. He's drawn to it. That's what he wants to be. Would we say that he has a Yetzer Hara, he has a taiva for not... And then a taiva, that's who he is. Every person is born with certain inclinations and things that interest them and that don't interest them. Sometimes we say, when you don't really want it, but you're drawn to it, That's the Yetzer Hara. I shouldn't have this. I want it so badly. That's what it means to have a drive, to have a desire for something. There are other things that a person is drawn to. We don't. That's not a Yetzer Hara. That's who I am. I like these things because that's the inclinations that Hashem gave me. And it's not because you're driven or you have a desire or it's a bad thing. I like this. Says the Maral, Esav being drawn to idolatry is not a Yetzer Hara for him. Most of the time we use it as the Yetzer for people after they're born. For Esav, that's who he was. Yaakov's Teva, the what Chazal are describing, says the Maral, was such a statement that there was a battle inside the womb. They're specifically putting the battle inside the womb to say, this is not a Yetzer Hara issue. Yaakov was drawn to spirituality, Beteva, that was his nature. Esav was drawn to idolatry, Beteva, that was his nature. And you see, it reflects itself inside the womb before there's the Yetzer Hara, before there's free will. They're already like a magnet, each one of them being drawn to their natural habitat of what it is, who their general makeup, spiritual makeup is. So that explains the second statement that Rashi makes in which they were battling over the two olamas, Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. He says, what are they fighting in the womb for? Like, as if one of them could defeat the other, and then what? What does it mean to fight over Olam Hazeh and Olam Hazeh inside the womb? Someone else says, because it was they're so misnagi, they're so opposite, they couldn't coexist in the same space, like fire and water. They just don't coexist. They can't. And so the two of them are fighting over the two worlds. And the Maral says they're fighting. Each one wanted both. They were opposites. Each one saying, I should have this world and the next one. In the end, they're split. Yaakov ends up with Olam Haba and Esav. They both wanted both, all for themselves. He has a whole discussion. We'll get back to this later when we discuss how Yaakov steals the bracha. This aspect of the fight over the two worlds is going to come up many times. But the Maral happens to mention over here, that's why Esav is born first. Because he's closer to Olam Hazeh. This world is his place. And so he was more naturally drawn to Olam Hazeh, and he actually comes out first. Yaakov, whose primary place is Olam Haba, he was, so to speak, behind Esav as they enter into this world. This isn't his place as much. Both wanted both. And we'll see what happens as they develop and they grow and the story presents itself. But inside the womb, you already see the natural order of who they were, which will take us through the next couple of parshas as we learn about Yaakov and Esav. That's how the Maral understands this parsha.